and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man.
Protesting is my pet peeve.
We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
She sounded like a real Stanford snob.
Yep. Stanford snob. That was a
actual
real call,
call
that came in.
Actual call.
Yep. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. I have an idea, okay?
And I'm against it, even though I feel some of your stuff. Go ahead.
So I went apple picking now probably a month and a half ago.
You're right.
You know, when you go apple picking, you decide to get as many apples as you possibly can for the sake of the fact that you're there and you're paying $1 million for this bag.
All of a sudden, you feel like you're some sort of pilgrim or something like that. We gotta store up for the winter.
Harvest all the apples.
Right.
So we have like 150,000 pounds of apples.
Right.
And I can only eat so many apples and I can only make so many apple pies, right?
Oh, God, I love apple pie.
Now, I've been storing them in my refrigerator because they last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just sitting like in my refrigerator. And, I mean, they're taking up a majority of my refrigerator. And I keep staring at them daily. And now, last year, when it was Halloween, I went all out because we get so many children at our condo complex.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, I was feeling generous. I go, I'm going to go full-size candy bar.
Full-size candy bars. I mean, that's expensive.
Right.
It's big bucks.
But we go to a Halloween party every year at a friend's house. So I set it up outside, right?
Right.
And I put a very nice note and saying, please only take one, leave for the other children, or the witches will haunt you.
Yeah, because you know that actually works, right? I mean, kids, they're the you know, epitome of honesty, especially on Halloween night.
Mm-hmm. So I did this thinking like, oh, the nice kids in my complex, like they'll understand that there's a million other children here and that they have to share.
No.
I set everything up, I put all the pumpkins out, and then I went to the party. Got to the party, realized I had forgotten something at home. Went back 20 minutes later to pick it up.
20 minutes later.
120 candy bars gone.
Gone. Somebody made out right there.
And I was mad.
That's candy for, you know, months for a regular sized person, all right?
I was angry.
I bet.
So I said, you know, like, that's so disrespectful. And it's been bothering me all year because every year we go to this party. So this year I was like, I'm not going to leave anything, you know?
I just want to say,
a better idea now.
That's healthy now. So for an entire year, you've been holding on to this anger about the fact that some kid took this candy that you knew was going to happen. I mean, everybody does that.
No, because I live in a nice condo complex.
No.
But clearly I do not.
No, everybody is the same.
Right.
Like, they're out for their own candy on Halloween night. Adults, too. Mom could have been like, put that in the bag.
I don't think so.
I need that in the bag. Put it in the bag.
So what I think I'm going to do this year is I'm going to put out the apples. The apples in the refrigerator, I'm going to put them in a giant bowl, and I'm going to leave them right in the front, and I'm going to write a very nice note. I'm going to say, please, I freshly picked these apples, one apple per child.
No, I'll tell you what's going to happen is you're going to need an apple through one of your windows.
I've thought about that.
Yeah?
And I figured, you know what? I live in a condo complex. I'm only responsible for what happens inside my house. So, you know what? There's security on Halloween. Security did not think it was important to monitor the candy distribution when I was not there last year. So I'm going to say, hey, you got to make sure that nobody attacks my condo because I'm giving away apples.
Oh, you think you got a good shot at that?
Yep.
I seriously doubt it.
I think this is a good learning experience for all the children.
I think it's going to be a learning experience, all right.
Yep.
I'm just not sure that the kids are going to be the ones picking up on the lesson.
All right. Wouldn't you do this? Let me ask you a question. I'm killing two birds with one stone. One, I'm giving away these delicious crisp apples that I picked from the farm.
Yeah, trying to save yourself the trouble of walking them over to your trash receptacle.
And B, I am teaching the children a valuable lesson about being honest to themselves and being fair to the other children.
Right,
yep.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
I mean, UN nomination for that.
How do you think this is going to pan out? 1-800-330-9999. Give us a call. Let us know. I have this awesome idea. It involves punishing all the children in my condo complex who last year stole like over 100 full-size candy bars within 5 minutes of my front door when I left a nice note asking them to only take one.
Come on. Who was really going to abide by that?
I mean, like, have some respect for the neighbors.
Not even me.
Oh,
you saw what happened with the honesty box here. Come on.
Right. Didn't even last a year.
Right.
So I was saying I have all these apples left over from my apple picking in September, and I would just put the apples out with a nice note saying, please take one, but if you'd like to take two because they're so irresistibly delicious, I understand that.
Yeah. These are like six-week-old apples.
Right, so Raven doesn't seem to think this is a good idea.
You're going to get an apple through your window.
1-800-330-9999. Don't you think this is a great idea?
I think what you should do is make candy apples, take them to the party, and just leave your porch light off.
Right.
Otherwise, you are going to get attacked by apples.
You are inviting yourself to be a target. That's what you're doing. Is you put the light on, that means there's something good for me up there. Then they get up there and there's nothing good for them up there, then they're not going to be happy.
You are diminishing the fact that these apples are delicious.
Uh-huh, and they're hand-picked. A month old, yeah. And they've right. been sitting
so
in your fridge.
So make them into candy apples and take them to the party where people will appreciate them.
That involves so much effort on my half to actually make candy apples.
I can't eat candy apples either. I mean, it takes forever. You're like chewing and chewing and chewing, and it's on your face.
Right.
It's just rough.
I don't know if it's that rough. But I think it's funnier just to get the apples. Like, you know, no, this is your punishment. Like, I wonder, what do other people leave out on their front porches to be creative? Like, there has to be creative things to leave besides Snickers.
Laying out apples is not creative. You just said to yourself that you're trying to be mean, that you're trying to pay back, that it's about revenge, okay? That's a bad motivation. I'm just telling you, man. You know, bad motivation is going to lead to bad ends. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe I care about their health. Did you think about that?
Nope.
An apple a day keeps the goblins away.
Nope.
1-800-330-9999. What do you think about this? Have you ever left anything creative out there? You can give us a call now. I have an incredible idea. It's the best idea I may have ever had.
I don't think it's a good idea at all. I mean, you want to do fall cleaning, just clean it out.
It's killing two birds in one stone. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. I went apple picking. I got way too many apples because that's when you go apple picking. You buy obscene amounts of apples because
right.
you have to shove as many as you can in that bag.
Right.
And now they're left over, rotting in my refrigerator. I don't know what to do with them. And all year I've been trying to figure how to punish the kids in my condo complex because last year they stole all my full-size candy bars within 10 minutes.
This is sick.
I mean, putting it out.
This is sick. A year you've been plotting to punish children on the holidays. I tell you what, two birds with one stone, hopes and dreams. That's what you're killing with those,
you know what
with
they
that
say.
Stone, all right? That's what you're killing.
One rotten apple ruins it for all of them.
Right, which means that whole bunch is probably ruined already because it's been in your fridge for a month and a half.
I said, I'm not buying candy this year. I'm going to put out those apples out of there and I'm going to put a nice note saying, help yourself to as many apples as you like, you thieves. And we're going to see. We're going to see who takes all the apples.
You're going to get an apple through your window.
1-800-330-9999. Sienna and Raven, what do you think about this?
I think that you're punishing all the good kids instead of, you know, for a few actions of some bad kids. And I think that the lesson learned is a poor one for all the kids that remain optimistic and enjoy that candy.
You see that? You destroyed Halloween and Christmas and optimism. You
right.
did it all in one fatal swoop. I'm with you, sir. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. I don't know when apples became the devil, but okay, thank you.
There they are. They're now. That's when they became the devil.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I think that people should get bouillon cubes like I do.
What?
What?
Do you give away bouillon cubes?
They look really good because they come in shiny little wrappers. I give them chicken or beef, whatever they want.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You are my hero, sir.
Oh, man.
I have a lot of bouillon cubes at home. I make, like, pastina all the time with them.
This is unbelievable. It's so good to talk to you, Beezlebub.
Oh, thank you so much for that call and for that fantastic idea. They have the choice, apples or bouillon cubes.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I think I would take all the apples.
You know what? If you took all the apples, I wouldn't be upset. I would be happy about that.
Right, because basically you'd be her trash man. But thank you.
I think that you shouldn't put the apples out because it's probably not the kids. It's probably somebody else that's coming and grabbing all the candy. I think Raven should do his penance for stealing a kid's bag of candy one year, and he should put the candy out on your doorstep.
Oh, that seems like it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, if you missed it, a while ago, Raven had to apologize to a child that he stole all the candy from when he was a kid.
You know what? Listen.
Oh, he
I regret
did apologize.
It.
I only hear part of it because I get to work in a few minutes.
You know,
we were like the same age, all right?
Yeah.
I'm still not proud of it. I'm just saying, like, I mean, it's not like I went out as an adult and, like, stole this kid's candy. And I've done a lot of penance since then in many spots.
Well, you know what? I think this should be the ultimate penance as your apologies that you have to buy all the candy that I leave on my doorstep.
Oh, to hell to know with that.
And
hell to know
you
with
have
that.
To put my rotten apples on your doorstep.
No, that is not happening. I'll be outside. Like, we've got smoke machines and everything at my house. Like, it's a full deal for Halloween.
The apples just, those just don't go out for Halloween.
They're going nowhere. Those apples are going nowhere.
Oh, I'm leaving them
out
there.
It's pies or it's over for those apples.
No, I think I'm still going to do it. Unless you have a better idea. But let me tell you, that bouillon cube idea is genius.
I figure I'm still into you for about 50 bucks. You want my 50 bucks for your Halloween candy to save children's smiles in your neighborhood? I'll write you a check right now.
I like how you keep a running tally of how much money you owe me.
I feel like I'm like 50 or 75 in. You know, you gave me that nice, you know, birthday gift last year and a couple other things. I figure like,
I don't need to pay back. But you want to know what?
I keep waiting for us to be in a bar where we actually have to buy drinks.
I want more creative ideas of things that I can leave out there besides the apples and the bouillon cubes, because that was genius, you know?
It's so evil.
How are we going to punish the kids in my complex?
Bullion.
Call us. 1-800-330-9999. We're discussing about the fact that I would like to punish all the children in my condo complex after what happened last year.
It's bad wording. You never talk about punishing children as a group.
No. I think this warrants it. Last year, I bought a lot of full-size candy bars. I was very proud. I go to a Halloween party every year now, so sadly, I don't get to hand out the bars like I used to at my house. And we get a lot of kids. It's a condo complex. It's a safe place to drop them off. They hit a million places at once. But last year, I left, and then when I came back quickly afterwards, because I had forgotten something at my house, like over 100 full-size bars had been stolen, and I had left a really nice note saying, please leave enough for everybody
here. Right, because that's enough for most people. It's a nice note will make you stop doing anything.
So I decided this year I'm going to leave all the apples that I have left over from apple picking. I have hundreds of apples. I don't know what to do with them. I'm going to kill two birds with one stone.
Terrible, all right? You're going to kill those birds with that stone because the stone is probably poison at this point because you've had those apples for 2 months.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You agree with me, right? Like, you think this is all good? I should just give those apples so these kids learn?
This is what I want to say because I've been listening since you've been talking about it. I was saying, you know how many kids come within the 20 minutes? Maybe nobody didn't steal it. Maybe a lot of kids came within that 20-minute time.
No way, because it was early. It was 5 o'clock. There, you know what I mean? It was because we had to be at that party.
I would have stole it.
No,
I don't
it
care.
Was super early. And you want to know
totally
what makes me more
it.
Upset? Is that if it was later in the night, I would have thought it was the teenagers, but because it was so early like that, I am so afraid of it. It was like one of those younger kids.
Oh.
And if that kid was smart, he immediately started a candy bar selling business like a week later. You got to wait till everybody gets through their good Halloween candy. Then you set up shop in between second and third period, and you start making bucks.
I mean, I went to Costco. I bought those huge things. I did not skimp out last year, and I was so upset by it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. 20 minutes and these are all gone?
I get it now.
going back to the guy with the bullion, I was thinking, like, as an adult, like, stuff that I would want, like, if I was going trick-or-treating, like, if we were adults and you could go trick-or-treating, wouldn't there be stuff that you wanted?
Yeah, like scratch-offs and money.
That would be, scratch-offs is good. Now, you can't just have money. You just can't, but I put, like, household items, like, you know, stuff that you run out of, like light bulbs.
Right.
Sponges.
Pledge.
Wi-Fi passwords.
Nobody wants
That's
to buy
always
Windex.
Good. If your internet's down, you know what I mean? You'd be, I got gyms.
Right.
From last Halloween, remember, let's see if he still got it.
He lives over on Longridge.
Crazy face 17. Oh, it still works. Look. Oh, great.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.